今天开始的学习呢是《创世纪》第二十章。
So we'll have a word of prayer, and then we'll give a little background to our story, and then we'll start reading.
因为我们来现在祷告，祷告，然后再给我们的那个故事一点点背景，背景以后我们再开始学习。
Lord, we thank you again for the Bible.
主，我们再次为圣经献上感恩。
We thank you for the heart of love that wrote us.
我们感谢那个就是爱的心写出这。
But Lord, we need your help to understand it.
就主要我们需要您的帮助去理解。
So our prayer is that you will teach us this afternoon.
我们的祷告是今天下午呢，您教导我们。
We realize, Lord, that you're teaching us a lot about individual lives in this part of the Bible, and we pray that we might be wise in how we live.
最主要我们也理解，就是说您在这样的圣经的这些章节里呢，就是教导我们，就是说是很多关于我们私人生活里面应该怎样去生活的，所以呢，我们祈求您呢帮助我们理解，并且去按照那个活。
So teach us, we pray. We give thanks in Jesus' name.
因为我们祷告求您呢帮助我们，我们的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
All right. Well, a little bit of a background then to Genesis chapter 20. You remember the story of Genesis 19.
因为我们呢，稍稍讲一点背景，就是创世纪第二十章的。你们大家都记得在创世纪第十九章里的故事。
It's the story of the destruction of the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah and the other cities in the plain.
因为这个故事呢，是一个关于毁灭索多玛、俄摩拉，还有其他的一些城市在那个平原上的。
Well, frankly, it's not a very nice story.
坦率地说呢，这个并不是令人愉快的故事。
Nobody likes to think that a city is going to be destroyed, let alone five cities.
因为没有人呢都会那个高兴，如果说是那些城市被摧毁，至少那个有五个城市被摧毁了。
It's true that they deserve to be destroyed. The people who live there were wicked people.
因为那当然呢，他们是该得的那些人，该被摧毁，因为那住在那里的人都是恶人。
But things like that are not, they're never happy.
所以呢，就是这样的事情呢，就是没人会高兴。
And then, on top of it is the story of Abraham.
在这个故事上面呢，是亚伯拉罕的故事。
Abraham had pled with the Lord and said, Lord, you won't destroy that city if there are these righteous people in it, will you? You wouldn't destroy the righteous with the wicked.
那个就是亚伯拉罕求主，求主说，那主啊，您呢不会就是连义人和恶人一起摧毁，是不是呢？
And the Lord said, No, you're right, Abraham. I won't destroy the righteous with the wicked.
所以主说呢，亚伯拉罕你是对的，我不会把恶人和坏人放把那个义人和恶人放在一起摧毁。
So Abraham said, Well, how many righteous people would have to be in the city for you to keep from destroying it?
就亚伯拉罕说，主啊，就是说。那个城市你要有多少个义人，您呢才不会摧毁那个城市呢
？And God had ultimately said to him, if there were 10 righteous people in those cities, I would not destroy it.
所以神最终说呢，如果在那个城市里最少有十个义人的话呢，我就不会摧毁那座城市。
And you remember that Abraham basically said, well.Lot and his family, there's at least 10 in Lot and his family. I don't think God will destroy the city because Lot's family are there and there's 10 people in that or more.
所以这个里面呢，就是当时的亚伯拉罕想呢，罗德的家人呢，至少有十个人，十个人呢，他们应该是义人。那么说呢，如果有十个义人在那个罗德家里，或者还有其他的人呢，神呢，他就不会摧毁那座城市了。
So what do you think would have happened to Abraham when he went to bed that night? What do you think he was thinking?
因为你认为当天晚上亚伯拉罕上床睡觉的时候，他在想什么呢
？I think he was thinking, God is good. And he's promised he's not going to destroy the city for 10 righteous people. And my family are there. They're good guys. I think everything's fine. And I think he went to sleep and had a good sleep and said, thank you, Lord, you're not going to destroy the city.
我认为呢，当时亚伯拉罕想呢，就是说神是一位良善的神，他呢，就是说呢，因为我的家人罗德啊，他们都在那里啊，他们那里的最少呢也是个一个人，所以呢，我认为呢，神呢应该不会摧毁这座城市，所以亚伯拉罕呢就安然睡觉了。我认为他那天晚上睡得挺好。And
then he got up in the morning and decided he would take a look.
然后早晨起来，他决定去看一看。
Verse 27, chapter 19 now, verse 27 says, and Abraham went early in the morning to the place where he had stood before the Lord.
这个里面的第19章的第27节说呢，亚伯拉罕清早起来到了他从前站在耶和华面前的地方。
Then he looked toward Sodom and Gomorrah. And saw toward all the land of the plain, and he saw, and behold, the smoke of the land which went up like the smoke of a furnace.
And what do
you think Abraham thought when he saw that?
你认为亚伯拉罕看到那些以后，他在想什么？
Do you think he said, Yippee, God has destroyed those wicked people?
你认为他会说, Yippee, 神把那些恶人都消灭了？
Do you think he said that?
你认为他会那么说吗？
Or do you think he said, God wasn't faithful? God said, that he would destroy this, wouldn't destroy the city if there were 10 people, righteous people there. And so he could have said, God didn't keep his promise.
所以呢，或者说你认为他说那神呢不守信诺，因为呢他说呢如果在那个城市里呢，就是有最少10个义人呢，就是说他就不会摧毁那座城市。那这个神呢并没有信守他的承诺。
And if he had said that, he would have been very disappointed, wouldn't he? Do you think there's something else he could have said? He might have said, you know, there weren't 10 righteous people there. They're my family, but not everybody in my family was righteous. Just because they're in my family didn't make them righteous.
他就会说呢，就是那里有我的家人呢，最少10个人，10个人呢，那么说呢，他就会想，是不是这10个人中间呢，没有不都全是义人呢，并不是因为他们是我的家人，他们就自动成为义人。
They thought for perhaps there was only 5 of them who really were righteous, and all 10 of them have died.
因为他有也可能说呢，只有中间的那个5个人是义人，但是他们10个人呢都全死了。Did
he know that God had saved Lot and the two daughters?
他知道神呢拯救了罗德和他的2个女儿吗？No,
he didn't know.
不，他不知道。And
even if he did know, he would have said, "But what about the others? Lot's sons, what about them?" He must have been very, very disappointed.
因为如果就算是说是那个罗他不知道，他会因为说呢，那么说呢，罗德和罗德的女儿们，还有他的女婿们，他们呢都被摧毁了，他会非常非常失望。Now,
just to tie in what we're reading now with what we heard this morning. Remember, this morning we heard that there's coming a day when God is going to judge the world. Who's all he going to judge?
这个呢，大家记得今天早上呢，我们讲到了，就是说是那个时间到了，神会审判全地。那么说呢，他会审判谁了？
Is he going to judge the righteous and the wicked at the same time? Is he going to punish the righteous when he has to punish the wicked?
因为神呢，他会就是惩罚那个罪人和义人一同惩罚嘛，就是当他必须惩罚恶人的时候，他也会惩罚义人吗？
And the answer is no.
答案是不是的。
Just as God delivered Lot, the righteous Lot, out of the land of Sodom and Gomorrah before he punished them, so God will deliver the Christians out of the world before he punishes the world.
这个呢，就像神当时呢，把罗德和他俩女儿带出那个索多玛，当他呢摧毁索多玛城一样，当神呢要审判全地的时候呢，神会把所有的基督徒呢，就是从这个世界拯救出去，然后惩罚这个世界。
Now, just one other thing on that, and this isn't scripture I'm quoting, it is scripture logic that I'm quoting.
还要讲一件事情，原事情我现在是引用的圣经经文，这个是圣经里面的逻辑。
And it goes like this: God will not punish the bride.
所以呢，就是神呢，他不会那个惩罚新娘，
With his Anger
就是带着他的愤怒。
immediately prior to the marriage supper of the bride.
所以呢，不会在那个就是说是新娘的那个婚宴在恰恰到来的时候惩罚新娘。
If I had got married
如果我要结婚，
and I went to my girlfriend before I got married,
因为我去找我的女朋友，在我结婚之前，
And I said to her, honey, I want to marry you.
我跟她说：“亲爱的，我想跟你结婚。”
And she said, when?
他说什么时候？
And I said, well, just a few months after I beat you up, then I'm going to marry you.
就是呢，我打了你3个月以后，我再跟娶你。
What would she have said?
那他会怎么说呢？
拜拜。
再见了。
Okay, Jesus is not going to beat his bride up immediately prior to marrying her.
因为主耶稣基督他不会就是去打他的新娘，在那个新郎的婚宴之前。
Just as God delivered Lot, so he will deliver you and me from the great judgment that's coming that we read about this morning.
就像那个就是说神呢，他拯救了罗德一样，神呢就会说是在我们今天早晨读到的这样一个大灾难之前呢，神会拯救所有的基督徒们。
Now, my next question is, how do you think Abraham was thinking? What was he thinking? How did he feel immediately after watching Sodom and Gomorrah be destroyed?
所以这个里面，现在我的问题是呢，就是说是亚伯拉罕呢，你认为亚伯拉罕当时在想什么？他的感觉怎么样？在他看到索罗马和蛾摩拉被摧毁以后，
Two words, I think. Number one, I think he was very disappointed.
那两个词，我认为呢，第一个他非常失望，
And I think he was very confused.
第二个呢，他非常的混乱。
He only knew part of the story.
他只知道故事的一部分。
So here's the lesson for today.
这是今天我们要学的功课。
Sometime you will see God working and you will say, That's not, I don't understand. That's not what I wanted. And you would be very disappointed.
所以说呢，你看神在做工。他做的工作那种方式不是你所喜欢的，你就说呢，我感觉非常不好，非常失望。
Remember, the Christian, if he's disappointed, is only disappointed because he only knows part of the story.
你要记住，基督徒们呢，有时候呢感到失望呢，失望的原因呢是他只知道故事的一部分。
All right. All that, the introduction to chapter 20 and verse 1.
你这所有都是对第二十章创世纪第二十章第一节的介绍。
And Abram journeyed from there to the south and dwelt between Kadesh and Shur and sojourned in Gerar.
亚伯拉罕从那里向南迁去，寄居在加底斯和舒尔中间的基拉尔。
Was he disappointed?
他感到很失望吗？
Yeah, So much so, he said, I think I gotta move.
是的，他说呢，不管怎么样，我要搬走了。
And so he leaves Beersheba where he was living and he goes down to Gerar.
现在他离开的那个就是加底斯的舒尔去到基拉尔。
Verse 2. Now Abraham said of Sarah his wife, she is my sister. And Abimelech king of Gerar sent and took Sarah.
第二节说呢，亚伯拉罕称他的妻子撒拉为妹子，基拉尔王亚比米勒差人把撒拉带走了。
She is my sister.
她是我的妹妹。
Was that really the truth?
这是个真话吗？
Well, oh yeah, part of the truth.
Yeah, 就是一部分，这是真的。
Have you ever said something that's part of the truth, but really not the whole truth?
你有没说过呢？有些话呢，就是只有一点是真的，也不是全都是真的呢？
Oh yeah.Abraham, you could do better than that.
亚伯拉罕，你可以做得比这个更好。
He told a half truth.
他呢说了一半的真相。
So remember, in the old days, when you went to court in Canada, you had to swear on the Bible, and you said this, I solemnly swear to tell the truth.
所以这个里面呢，就是在过去你上加拿大的法庭的时候呢，你要就是把手按在圣经上发誓，你就说呢，我只讲真话。
And the next line is, and the whole truth.
下一句话就是全部的真话。
And the next line is, and nothing but the truth.
就是下一句话呢，除了真话以外，什么都不讲。
That's the way it should be.
这就是应该有的。
Did Abraham tell the whole truth?
所以亚伯拉罕讲了整个的真话吗？
No.
没有。
Had he ever done that before?
他以前有没有那么干过呢？
Yep.
有。
Have you ever noticed that sometimes when you do something before that's bad?
所以你有没有注意到呢？你有时候呢做一些事情呢，在以前你做过的坏事呢
？You get tempted to do the same thing again.
所以呢，你做过的坏事，你有那个诱惑再去做。
You say, but you should have been smart enough. You should have known. You got in trouble last time. Don't do it again.
因为你应该有足够的聪明，你上次呢就是那么做，就是说是陷入了麻烦，你不应该再那么做了。
Oh, you might say, well, I didn't plan to do it again, but.You know, I was terribly disappointed.
所以呢，你说呢，我并没有计划着要去做，所以呢，我自己也为我自己感到失望。
I didn't know what to do.
我不知道该怎么做。
Okay, if you don't know what to do, what do you do?
如果你不知道该怎么做，你应该怎么做？
You do nothing. If you don't know what to do, don't do anything. But don't do anything bad.
所以你如果不知道该怎么做呢，你什么都不要做，你这什么都不要做呢，但是确保你不要去干坏事。
What happened last time he did this?
上一次他干这个事是什么时候？
Well, lots of problems. Number one, last time he did this, Lot came out of Egypt with lots of money, and he had his eyes on money rather than on God. Didn't do Lot any good to go to Egypt.
所以上次呢，他们下到埃及去的时候，从埃及出来的时候呢，那个罗德呢，就是说是在那里赚了很多的钱，赚了很多钱以后呢，他的眼睛全看在钱上，所以他最后跑到索多玛去了。
And he brought Hagar with her, with him, and she didn't do him any good either.
所以他们夏家带着和他在一起，他也没有就是说是啊，以后没有变得好。
Don't do anything foolish.Just because you're disappointed.
就是不要因为你感到失望就去干蠢事。
Don't do anything foolish just because you're confused.
不要因为你感到混乱就去干蠢事。
Don't ever sin. Don't sin.
所以呢，永远不要犯罪，不要犯罪。
All right, so verse 3 says,God came to Abimelech in a dream by night and said to him, Indeed, you are a dead man because of the woman whom you've taken, for she is a man's wife.
第三节说呢，但晚上神来，在梦中对亚比米勒说呢，看哪，你是个死人呢，因为你带来的那个女人，她是一个人的妻子。
So, is God good?
神是好的吗?
Yeah.
是。
Did God preserve Abraham at this point?
神在这个时候保守了亚伯拉罕吗?
Yeah. Did God preserve Sarah at this point?
也是。神在这个时候呢保护了撒拉了吗?
Yes. So, because God helped them, does that mean they were right?
也是的。那么因为神帮助了他们，那么是不是意味着他们做对了事情呢?
No.
没有。
So just because God helps you doesn't mean to say you were right.
所以呢，这个意思就是说，神帮助了你，并不说证明你是对的。
Don't be wrong. Don't do it wrong.
你不要做错，不要做犯错。
So again, I marvel at this whole story.
所以再次呢，我对这个整个故事感到非常的惊奇。
How old was Sarah?
撒拉当时多大年纪？
Well, she was only 90 years old.
只有90岁。
How often do you know of a king who is jolly happy to get another wife and he chooses a 90-year-old?
所以呢，你有多经常听到这样的故事呢？一个王呢，他想再娶一个妻子，他找一个90岁的老太太了。
Why did he choose Sarah?
他为什么选择撒拉呢？
I think she was probably...the most beautiful woman that the world has ever seen.
我认为呢，她当时呢，就是世界上所有的人见过的最美的女人。
If she was so beautiful, why didn't somebody take her to be his wife when they were living in Beersheba?
那她如果就是那么美的话，为什么他们住在前面那个就是舒尔的时候呢，没有人娶她为妻子呢？
And I'm not sure, but I think, I'm not sure, but I think that maybe the reason she wasn't taken when she was in Beersheba was she was living in a tent.
所以呢，我不是很确定啊，但是我认为呢，就是说呢，当时呢，没有人想抢她做妻子，是因为她当时在舒尔的时候住在帐篷里。
A tent in the middle of nowhere.
所以呢，就是在一个旷野，没有任何全部到处不挨着的帐篷里。
You wouldn't expect to find the most beautiful woman in the world in a tent in the middle of nowhere.
所以呢，你不会指望你在一个就是非常的荒凉的到处都不挨着的地方里一个帐篷里发现一个美女，是不是呢？
What kind of a woman was Sarah?
那么撒拉是什么样的女性呢？
I think she was a wonderful woman. She was prepared to stay in a tent in the middle of nowhere with Abraham rather than...
所以我认为她是个奇妙的女人，因为呢，她那个决定呢，跟亚伯拉罕待在一起，待在一个空旷的那个地的一个帐篷里。
Well, she could have got all dressed up and gone downtown and said, "Take a look at me, everybody, look at me, aren't I beautiful?"
她本来就是把她的所有的漂亮衣服穿着去到市中心，说呢，你看看我有多漂亮，多美。
That's the way.Women like that would live today, isn't it?
就是我们当今的女性喜欢的那样的生活方式，是不是呢？
Did the women in Hollywood always like to run away and hide in a basement?
所以那个好莱坞的那些女明星，她是不是总想呢躲在一个地下室里呢？
Or do they want to go on parade in front of all the photographers?
所以呢，她是不是想走在一个游行里面，在所有的摄影师面前呢？
I think this woman, Sarah, was a beautiful woman. I think she was a wonderful woman on the outside and on the inside. I think her heart was right before God.
所以我认为这个女性呢，撒拉呢，她是一个非常的奇妙的一个非常美的女人。她从里到外，内心呢，外表都是美的。她在神面前呢，是义人。
And so the Lord protected her in a marvelous way.
女主呢保护了她，用一个奇妙的方式。
Verse 4. But Abimelech had not come near her, and he said, "Lord, will you slay a righteous nation also? Did he not say to me, 'She's my sister'? And she even herself said, 'He is my brother.' In the integrity of my heart and innocent of my hands, I have done this."
你这个里面呢，就是说是第四节说呢，但亚比米勒还没有亲近撒拉，他说耶和华呀，连有益的国你也要击杀吗？第五节说那人不是自己对我说他是我的妹子吗？他也自己说他是我的哥哥，我做这事是心正守节的。
So here's this wicked man, this wicked king, Abimelech, and God rebukes him, and he has a conversation with the Lord.
你这个呢是一个邪恶的王，叫亚比米勒。那么说呢，当时神呢跟他有一段谈话。
Would you be honest now? Make sure that you have good, quiet, honest conversations with the Lord.
所以呢，你有没有准备好？再就是说你在神面前呢是心正守节的呢？
Don't be foolish. Talk to the Lord.
也不要愚蠢，要跟主说话。
Tell him what's on your heart.
告诉主你心里藏的是什么？
Tell him what it is you understand and speak to God.
因为告诉神呢，就是你理解的是什么？跟神说话。
And so verse 6, God said to Abimelech in a dream, he said, Yes, I know that you did this in the integrity of your heart, for I also withheld you from sinning against me, therefore I did not let you touch her.
16节说呢，神在梦中对他说呢，我知道你做这事是心中正直的，我也阻拦了你，免得你得罪我，所以我不容你碰他。
Was it important that he not touch her?
所以他没有碰他，是不是很重要呢？
Yes.
是的。
Why?
为什么？
Well, among other reasons, because God was going to give her a son whose name was Isaac.
除了其他的原因以外呢，因为神呢要赐给他一个儿子，他的名字叫以撒。
And he was going to be God's provision and answer to prayer. And if this man had come near her, the parentage of Isaac would be subject to question.
所以这个里面的神呢，要在保守他，要赐给他这样的一个儿子。如果这个国王呢碰了他的话呢，那么将来呢以撒的那个身份呢就存疑了。
And so the Lord stepped into this situation in part to preserve his own integrity. He said that Sarah will have a son by Abraham, and God said, I'm not going to let Abraham's foolishness question that.
这个呢，神呢，就是为了他自己的名誉呢，他就是他应许保守了撒拉，因为他这个时候他应许了那个要给亚伯拉罕撒拉一个儿子，他不允许亚伯拉罕的愚蠢让他的那个计划得到质疑。
Therefore, verse 7, now therefore, restore the man's wife, God said, for he is a prophet, and he will pray for you, and you shall live. But if you do not restore her, know that you will surely die, you and all who are yours.
第七节说，现在你把这人的妻子归还他，因为他是一位先知。他要为你祷告，使你存活。你若不归还他，你要知道，你和你所有的人都必要死。
So God did this wonderful miracle in the heart of this wicked man, Abimelech.
你神呢，在这个邪恶的人叫亚比米勒的内心呢，就行了一个神迹。
So Abimelech rose early in the morning, called all his servants, and told all these things in their hearing, and the men were very afraid.
所以第八节说，亚比米勒清早起来招了众臣仆来，将这些事说给他们听，他们都非常害怕。
Why were the men afraid?
为什么这些人害怕呢？
Well, number one, they might have been afraid just because Abimelech said, God spoke to me.
因为呢，第一个呢，他们害怕的第一个原因呢，有可能是亚比米勒说那神呢跟他说了话。
I wonder whether they weren't afraid simply because they'd heard about the destruction in Sodom and Gomorrah.
所以呢，我觉得呢，他们呢害怕是因为呢，他们听到过索多玛和蛾摩拉被神摧毁了。
Was Sodom and Gomorrah a much, much more wicked place than Gerar?
因为就是索多玛和蛾摩拉，它是比那个基拉尔更邪恶的地方吗
？Probably not.
有可能不是。
Imagine, Abraham walks into Gerar with a 90-year-old wife, and immediately the king takes her.
所以你去想象一下，亚伯拉罕带着一个90岁的妻子进到基拉尔，那个基拉尔的王呢，马上把他抢走了。
What kind of a people is that?
这是什么样的人呢？
They were a wicked people, just like Sodom and Gomorrah. Maybe not quite as bad, but very bad. And I think these people living there said, listen, we're in deep trouble. We took this woman. The king already had all kinds of wives. What did he need another wife for?
这个里面呢，他们呢有可能呢，就是说是没有扫啊索罗玛和摩拉的人那么坏，但是他们呢跟他们一样的邪恶，但是呢他们就会觉得呢，我们的那个王呢亚比米勒呢已经有了很多的妻子了，为什么他要抢这个90岁的人为妻子呢？所以他们有点害怕。
And they were very afraid.
他们呢非常害怕。
Okay, is it good for you to be afraid when you see God working?
所以当你看到神工作的时候，如果你敬畏，对你是不是有好处呢？
And the answer is yes. Remember, the fear of the Lord is the beginning.
所以呢，你要记住，这个是一件好事，你知道敬畏神是什么的开端呢？
That's where good things start. You say, uh-oh, I've got a problem. I have offended the God who made me. I'm in deep trouble.
因为这是一件好事的开端，因为说呢，哦，我现在有大麻烦了，因为呢，我冒犯了一个创造我的神，我现在非常的害怕。
So Abimelech called Abraham, verse 9, and said to him, What have you done to us? How have I offended you that you have brought me, and my kingdom to great sin, and you have done deeds to me that ought not to be done.
第九节说的，亚比米勒招来了亚伯拉罕，对他说，你怎么像我这样行呢？我在什么事上得罪了你？你竟使我和我国里的人现在大罪你向我行不当的事了。
And Abimelech, verse 10, said to Abraham,What did you have in mind, in view, that you have done this thing?
第十节呢，亚比米勒的亚伯拉罕说，你见了什么才做这事儿呢？
Verse 11, And Abraham said, Because I thought surely the fear of God is not in this place, and they will kill me on account of my wife.
第十一节，亚伯拉罕说，因为我以为这地方的人必不敬畏神，他们必为我妻子的缘故杀我。
You want to move there?
你想搬到那个城市去吗？
What a place to live.
是一个多么糟糕的地方去住。
Place is so bad that the man says, if I walk down the street with my wife, they'll kill me and take my wife.
这个城。Wow.这个城市坏到如此的程度，如果我带着我的妻子在街上走路的话呢，他们会杀了我，抢了我的妻子。哇
Was it Gerar a good place?
No.
基拉尔是一个好地方吗？不是。
Were the people who were there good people?
No.
住在那里的人是好人吗？不是。
But then he goes on in verse 12 and he says,but indeed she is truly my sister. She is the daughter of my father.But not the daughter of my mother, and she became my wife.
所以第十二节说，况且她也实在是我的妹子，她与我是同父异母，后来做了我的妻子。
So, it wasn't a complete lie, it was only a half lie.
这个不是整个的谎言，只是撒了半个谎。
Remember now, when you speak, tell the whole truth.
你现在要记住，当你说话的时候，要讲全部的真话。
All right, verse 13.
第十三节。
And it came to pass when God caused me to wander from my father's house, that I said to her, This is your kindness that you should do for me. In every place where we go, say of me, He is my brother.
你这个第十三节呢，说呢？当神叫我离开父家漂流在外的时候， 我对他说，我们无论走到什么地方，你可以对人说他是我的哥哥，这就是你向我显出恩慈了。
And she said, Yes, I'll do that, Abraham.
所以撒旦说：“好吧，亚伯拉罕，我会那么说。
Not every wife would say something like that.
”并不是每个妻子都会对丈夫说那样的话。
But she was an outstanding woman, remember?
你知道吗？她是一个杰出的女性。
All right, verse 14. Then Abimelech took sheep, oxen, male and female servants, and gave them to Abraham, and he restored Sarah, his wife, to him.
就是说，亚比米勒把牛、羊、男仆、女仆给亚伯拉罕，又把他的妻子撒拉归还他。
Why would he give?
为什么他要归还呢？
Sheep, oxen, male and female servants. Why did he give Abraham so much?
他为什么要给亚伯拉罕牛羊男仆女仆？他为什么要给亚伯拉罕这么多的东西呢？
Because he himself realized he was a sinner.
因为他呢意识到他是个罪人。
He never should have taken her in the first place.
开始就不应该去抢他妻子。
What would an ordinary man have said?
那么一般的人会怎么说？
He would have said, "Excuse me, Sarah, would you marry me?"
有的人说：“对不起，莎拉，你能不能跟我结婚呢
And what would she have said?
？”那么他会怎么说？
No.
他会说：“不。
So what did Abimelech do?
”那么亚比米勒做了什么？
He said, "I won't ask her. I'll just take her."
他说：“我不会问他，我只是抢过来。
Well, who do you think you are, Abimelech?
阿比米勒，你认为你是谁呀？
What a terrible man he was.
他是一个多么可怕的人。
And was Abraham innocent?
那么亚伯拉罕是无辜的吗？
No.
也不是。
Was Sarah completely innocent?
那
No.
撒拉是完全无辜吗？也不是。
Who was the guilty party?
在这里面哪一方是？
Abimelech.
在这里面哪一方是有罪的呢？是亚比米勒。
And he deserved to give. It was right that he give to Abraham all these gifts because he had taken a woman to be with him without even asking her.
所以呢，他应该给他一些补偿。所以呢，他把这些呢牛羊男仆女仆给了亚伯拉罕，因为呢，他不应该去抢一个女人，然后不问她就想娶她。
Verse 15, and Abimelech said, See, my land is before you, dwell where it pleases you.
第十五节说，亚比米勒又说呢，看啊，我的地都在你面前，你可以随意居住。
Then he said to Sarah, Behold, I have given your brother 1,000 pieces of silver. Indeed, this vindicates you before all who are with you and before all others.
第十六节说呢，又对撒拉说：“看呐，我给你哥哥1,000块银子，作为你在家人和其他人面前遮掩的，这样他就受了责备。
”Thus she was reproved.
他呢，有没有就说是得到补偿了？
So in this instance, Abraham and Sarah were rebuked, were reproved. By the fact that God gave them more than they deserved.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是在这个例子里，亚伯拉罕、撒拉呢，他们呢就是得到再次证明，就是说是神呢赐给他们更多他们配得的东西。
Well, this is a very strange story, but one thing you learn from it, and that is God is good.
所以这是一个非常奇怪的故事。那么从这个故事里呢，你会学到一样东西：神是良善的，
God looks after his people.
神会看顾他的子民的。
God will ensure their happiness. God will take care of you.
神会呢保证他们的幸福，神会照顾他们的。
Verse 17. So Abram prayed to God, and God healed Abimelech, his wife, and his maidservants. Then they bore children.
于是基杰说亚伯拉罕向神祷告，神就医好了亚比米勒和他的妻子，并他的众女仆，他们便能生育。
Who do you pray for?
你向谁祷告？
Do you ever pray for your friends?
你有没有为你的朋友祷告过？
You say yep.
你
Do you ever pray for your family?
你说是的，你为你家人祷告过
you
吗
say, you say,
你说
Do you ever pray for your enemies?
你说也有，你为你的敌人祷告过吗
？And you've got to say yep.
你也说也有。
It's harder to pray for your enemies, but Abraham prayed for Abimelech.
所以呢，很难为你的敌人祷告，但是亚伯拉罕却为亚比米勒祷告了。
And for those who were with him.
为那些和他一起的人也祷告。
You say, good man, Abraham.
亚伯拉罕，你是个好人。
How did Abraham get into this mess in the first place?
所以呢，亚伯拉罕这时候是怎么陷入这个麻烦的？
He was disappointed.
他很失望。
He didn't understand all the detail. He just pretended that he did.
所以呢，他不理解所有，他不明白所有的细节，他只是以为他明白。
Okay, so you and I don't have to do that. We just say, Lord, I'm going to accept the circumstances you give me. I'm not going to behave foolishly just because the circumstances aren't favorable.
你主啊，你我呢都不应该这么做。我们应该对主说呢，主啊，我会接受您的赐给我的任何的环境。我不能因为我对这样的我所在的处境和环境不满意，就去干一些蠢事。
And verse 18 says, For the Lord had closed up the wombs of the house of Abimelech because of Sarah, Abraham's wife.
这个里面第十八节说，因为耶和华为亚伯拉罕的妻子撒拉的缘故，使亚比米勒全家避胎不孕。
I'm not sure that Sarah knew that.
我不很确定撒拉知道这一点。
Very often, God does good things because of you, and you don't know it.
所以通常呢，神会做一些美事，是因为你去做的，但是你却不知道。
Just remember, God is in charge.
你要记住，神是掌控一切的。
He understands all.
他呢，知道一切。
He cares about all.
他呢，关心一切。
He's working all the time.
他在所有时间都在做工。
He just doesn't give you all the details.
他只是不告诉你所有的细节。
That's all right.
但是没事。
So, don't do anything sinful or foolish.Just because you're disappointed.
所以不要干一些那个有罪的和那些愚蠢的事，只是因为你失望。
All right, now verse 21.
第二十一章。
Sorry, chapter 21.
第二十一章。
And the Lord visited Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did for Sarah as he had spoken, for Sarah conceived and bore Abram a son in his old age at the set time of which God had spoken to him.
第二十一章第一节第二节，第一节说耶和华按着先知的话造访撒拉，便照他所说的给撒拉成就。当亚伯拉罕年老的时候，撒拉怀了孕，到神所说的日期，就给亚伯拉罕生了一个儿子。
God kept his promises.
所以神呢，信守他的诺言。
Will he do that for you?
他会这样行在你身上吗？
Yes, if you obey him, if you believe him, as Abraham did and Sarah did, God will fulfill his promises to you just as he did to them.
所以是的，如果你像亚伯拉罕、撒拉那样相信神，神会实现他对你的应许，就像他实现了对亚伯拉罕和撒拉的应许一样。
Verse 3, And Abraham called the name of his son who was born to him, whom Sarah bore to him. He called his name Isaac.
第三节说亚伯拉罕给撒拉所生的儿子起名叫以撒。
Why did he call his name Isaac?
为什么他要叫他叫以撒呢？
Chapter 17.
第十七章。
And verse number 19.
第十九节。
And it says, Well, I thought it was going to tell us that he said his name was I. Yes, here it is. Verse 19. Then God said, no, Sarah, your what? No, Sarah, your wife shall bear you a son, and you shall call his name Isaac.
第十节就说呢，神说呢，你妻子撒拉的确要给你生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫以撒。
We've got to do that, don't we? We've got to obey the Lord in all the little details.
所以我们也应该那样去做，是不是呢？我们要顺服主的话呢，要在所有的细节上都顺服主。All
the big stuff, all the little stuff.
所有的大事，所有的小事。We
say, I'm going to obey the Lord.
他说呢，我要顺服主。Verse
4 says, Then Abram circumcised his son Isaac when he was 8 days old, as God had commanded him.
所以我们回到21章第4节说，那以撒生下的第8日，亚伯拉罕照着神所吩咐的给以撒行了割礼。How
do you go through life?
你的人生怎样去过？
You go through life quietly, obeying the Lord.
你在你人生里呢，要完全顺服主。You
do the little thing this way, the little thing that way, back and forth. Was it important that he be circumcised? Yes.
因为你在这里做点事儿，那你做点事儿，来来去去的，他行割礼是重要的吗？当然了。Was
it important that he be circumcised on the 8th day rather than the 9th day?
因为他呢行割礼，在第8天行割礼，比第9天行，或者说他一定要在第8天行割礼，或者在第9天行，那也可以了。Yes. 他必须在第8日行。
Why?
为什么？
Okay, and the first answer that comes to your mind is because God requested it. That's what God wanted.
因为你第一个脑海里想出来的话呢，就是说是因为那神他要求这样，所以你要照着做。You
will often find in life that the reason you do something is because God said so.
你通常会发现在你的人生里，你去做一件事情的理由呢，是因为神说你要这么做。Remember
the wisdom now. This is not scripture, but it is scriptural. This is what it says.
你要记住这样的智慧，这个智慧呢，不是圣经里讲的，但是是符合圣经的。Understanding
can wait. Obedience is now.
现在你理解可以稍等一会儿，但是顺服要马上立即。That's
a good line.
这是一个很好的一句话。I
don't always understand.
我不知道我们总是。God
says, Harold, do this. I say, yes, sir.
现在我们总是理解的，谁说 Harold 把这件事情做了，我说是的，先生。All
right. Verse 5 says, Now Abram was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born to him. And Sarah said, God has made me laugh so that all who hear me will laugh with me.
第五节说呢，他儿子以撒出生的时候，亚伯拉罕有100岁。撒拉说，神使我喜笑，凡听见的必与我一同喜笑。How
old were you when your son was born?
所以你的儿子出生的时候，你有多大？
Well, you say I was 25.
你说我大概25岁。
Somebody else says, How old were you?
有些人说，那你多大？
And the answer is, I was 36.
你说我今年36岁。
Sarah, how old were you?
所以莎拉，你有多大？
I was 90.
我是90岁。
And everybody says, What? 90? And they all start to laugh.
每个人说啊，怎么了？你90岁了，都开始笑了。Verse
7, she also said, Who would have said to Abram that Sarah would nurse children? I have borne him a son in his old age.
这个第7节又说，那谁能预先的亚伯拉罕说，撒拉要乳养孩子呢？因为在他年纪老的时候，我给他生了一个儿子。It's
true. Very often you will find that God will work in your life in such a way that people will hear the story and they'll say, What? How could that have happened?
其实这个也是非常真实的。你通常呢也会发现呢，就神在你的人生中呢做了一个方式，以这个方式行事，那么说呢别人看到了以后呢，他说什么，他怎么这样呢？
The only explanation is God did it.
所以唯一的解释是神做的。
When you get to heaven, I think it's true, when we get to heaven,Every one of us are going to have a story of the amazing grace of God in our lives.
这个呢，我认为呢，我们去到天堂以后呢，我们中间的每一个人呢，都会就是说是有一个神的奇妙恩典的在我们人生里的故事。
All right. So verse 8 says, So the child grew and was weaned, and Abraham.Made a great feast on the same day that Isaac was weaned.
第八节说那孩子渐长就断了奶，但以撒断奶的日子，亚伯拉罕设摆丰盛的宴席。
Do you think Abraham was proud of the fact that his son was growing up?
因为你认为呢，就是亚伯拉罕为他的儿子长大了这样的事实感到骄傲吗？
I think Abraham said, I'm proud of my son. Look at my son.He's growing up.
我认亚伯拉罕说，我以我的儿子感到骄傲。你看看我的儿子，他长大了。
My friend Quan Lu came in to visit me at 11 o'clock this morning. You saw him talking to me.
上午11点钟，他的朋友呢，宽路，他来到这里呢，就是拜访他。
The reason he was here was that his son had gone to the orthodontist in the medical building just here.
因为就是说理由呢是他的儿子呢今天呢就是在我们隔壁那个医疗建筑里面呢去看医生。
And because he wanted to park, he drove around the block because all of you were parked, he couldn't get a parking spot.
因为他想呢停车呢，但是他呢绕了几个街区，他找不到停车地方，因为我们都把车停在那里了。
So he parked in front of the chapel and said, well, I better go in and see if Harold's here. So he came in and said hello to me.
因为正好呢停在教堂的前面他说我最好就进去看看 Howard, 他就进来跟我说你好。
And then just before they left, he went next door, got his son, brought his son in and introduced him to me.
因为在他离开之前呢，他走到那个隔壁去把他儿子带来，跟我儿子，他把他儿子介绍给我认识。
And the two of them were standing there, and then he said to me, he said, you know, in a few more months, my son,is going to be taller than me.
因为他们两个都站在那里，他很跟我说，说你知道吗？再过几个月，我的儿子要长得比我都高了。
He's proud of his son. Son's a good boy, and he's growing up, and he's proud. He's a proud papa.
他为他的儿子感到骄傲，因为他的儿子在成长，他是一个非常骄傲的爸爸。
And that's the way Abraham was, and Isaac was weaned, and Abraham made a Great feast.
因为亚伯拉罕所做的事情，那个以撒断了奶，亚伯拉罕呢摆设丰盛的宴席。
And Sarah saw the son of Hagar, the Egyptian, whom she had borne to Abraham, scoffing.
第九节说，当时撒拉看见埃及人夏家给亚伯拉罕所生的儿子在嘲笑
，laughing，
嘲笑
，mocking，
就是嘲讽。
Have you ever noticed a lot of people in the world have bad things to say about the good things that God does?
你有没有注意到在世界上有很多人呢，他们对神所行的美事说坏话的？
Don't ever say bad things about the good things that God does.
永远不要就是说呢神所行的美事的坏话。
I hardly know sort of where to go next on this, but God will do good things for somebody else. And if he does good things for somebody else, that may mean that you don't get what you thought you were going to get.
You know, 我不知道下一步该说什么，但是我知道呢，就是说神呢，有可能在其他的人身上行的美事，你有可能感到失望，因为你觉得神没有在你身上行这样的美事。
If God does good things for somebody else, don't you be envious. Don't be jealous.
就是说那个如果神在其他人身上行的美事呢，你不要气愤，不要嫉妒。
So, verse 10, therefore Sarah said to Abram, cast out this bondwoman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with my son, namely with Isaac.
第十节说呢，就对亚伯拉罕说，你把这女奴和她的儿子赶出去，因为这女奴的儿子不可与我的儿子以撒一同承受产业。
Was Sarah's reaction a normal reaction?
所以那个撒拉的反应是正常反应吗？
I think so.
我认为是的。
I don't understand much about marriage, as you know.
所以你们大家也知道，我对婚姻的了解的不多。
But if a man had four wives, do you think the wives would always be happy with one another?
所以如果一个人娶了四个妻子，你认为这四个妻子呢，他们都总是互相和睦吗？
Do you ever feel sorry for Solomon?
你有没有为所罗门感到遗憾呢？
He had 700 wives.
他有700个妻子。
There's all kinds of reasons why he wouldn't be happy.
现在就有很多的原因为什么他不幸福。
Number one is they all had a big appetite.
现在第一个呢，他们的胃口都很好。
And they all wanted to eat supper.
他们都想吃晚餐。
Must have cost them a fortune just to feed them.
现在要花多少财富才能喂饱他们呢？
Do you think they ever fought one with the other?
你认为他们之间互相打架吗？
Do you think they ever said, my son's smarter than your son?
你有没有认为他们说呢，我的儿子比你儿子聪明呢？
God says, one husband, one wife.
所以神说一夫一妻。
Abram never should have married Hagar.
亚伯拉罕本来就不应该娶夏甲。
And so Sarah says, put her away.
所以呢，撒拉说呢，把她赶出去。
Verse 11, the matter was very displeasing in Abram's sight because of his son.
第十一节，亚伯拉罕因他儿子的缘故很忧愁。
Abram loved Ishmael.
亚伯拉罕爱以实玛利。
Well, that was good.
但这是好事。
But the whole story was bad.
但整个故事却是个坏故事。
And if you do it God's way, it might be difficult. If you do it any other way, it's going to be infinitely worse. Don't do it your own way. Do it God's way.
所以如果你去按照神的方式行事呢，有可能比较难。但是呢，如果你按照其他的方式或者世界的方式去行事，那就更难了。不要去按照你自己的方式、世界的方式行事，要按照神的方式行事。
So God had to intervene in this story. Verse 12, God said to Abram, do not let it be displeasing in your sight because of the lad or because of your bondwoman. Whatever Sarah has said to you, listen to her voice, for in Isaac your seed shall be called.
所以神必须干预这件事情呢。第十二节，神对亚伯拉罕说，你不必为这童子和你的女奴忧愁，凡撒拉对你说的话你都该听从，因为在以撒里面的必被成为你的后裔。
And then in mercy he says, verse 13, yet I will also make a nation of the son of the bondwoman because he is your seed.
第十三节说呢，至于女奴的儿子，我也必使他成为一国，因为他是你所生的。
Did God love Abraham?
神爱亚伯拉罕吗？
Was he good to Abraham?
他对亚伯拉罕是良善的吗？
Yes.
是的。
So he said, I know you love Ishmael, and I will make of him a nation, but I'm going to let you put him away. But I will bless him because he is your child.
他说呢，神说呢，我知道你爱以实玛利，但是呢，我要使以实玛利成为一国，就是说呢，你要把他赶出去，但是呢，我会赐福给他的，因为他是你的孩子。
And so, and in fact, he does make of Ishmael a nation.
所以事实上呢，他让以实玛利成为了一国。
How many sons did Jacob have?
所以雅各呢有多少个孩子呢？
12。
十二个。
How many sons did Ishmael have?
以实玛利有多少孩子呢？
12。
十二。
Amazing. God is a good God. God likes to bless people. And you let him bless you.
所以呢非常神奇，神是一个良善的神，他呢喜欢那个赐福给人，你让神赐福你。
Verse 14, so Abram rose early in the morning, took bread and a skin of water, and putting it on her shoulder, he gave it and the boy to Hagar and sent her away. Then she departed and wandered in the wilderness of Beersheba.
第十四节，亚伯拉罕清早起来，拿饼和以皮带水给了夏家，搭在他肩上，又把孩子交给他，送他走，夏家就走了，在别示巴的旷野走迷了路。
Okay, so if my mother were preaching to you now, what would she have said about that verse?
所以呢，如果我的妈妈今天跟你们讲到她对这一节经文，他会说什么？
She would have said, Harold, notice, Abraham rose early in the morning.
他说呢， Harold, 你要记住亚伯拉罕清早起来。
Learn to get up early to do what's right.
所以学会早起去做对的事情。
Learn to get up early to do what you want to do.
所以呢，学会早起去做你想做的事情。
Learn to get up early to do what you don't want to do.
所以呢，学会早起去做一些你不想做的事情。
And so we end up with an incredible respect for this man, Abraham.
因为我们对这个就是说一个不可思议的人亚伯拉罕呢，我们非常尊重他。
He said it has to be done.
他说这件事情必须要做。
Sarah wants it.
撒拉想做。
But God demands it.
神呢命令我做。
I will do it.
我就会做。
And you sit back and you say, well, what a wonderful man he was.
你就坐下一想说啊，他是一个多么的奇妙的人呐。
So he put the bread and the water on to Hagar and to her son and sent her away.
所以呢，他拿饼和一皮带水呢，给夏家，然后把他和他的孩子送走了。
And where'd she go?
那么他会去哪里？
She departed and wandered in the wilderness of Beersheba.
所以夏家就走了，在别示巴的旷野走迷了路。
Well, that's not where Abimelech lived, is it?
那个是那个亚比米勒住的地方，是不是？
It was near, but I think she went back to where she had been comfortable before. She didn't know where to go. She went back to the wilderness of Beersheba.
因为这个里面呢，就是说是我认为呢，靠近那个地方，因为呢，他回去的时候呢，他去到那个他的舒适区，就是他以前呢在那里的那个地方。
Actually, she went back to the place.Where God had met her the first time she fled from the house of Sarah and Abraham.
所以呢，实际上呢，他是回到那，他第一次当他从亚伯拉罕家里跑出去的时候，在旷野里遇到神的那个地方。
Do you ever wonder where you should go when you got a problem?
当你出现麻烦的时候，你们有没有不知道？应该往哪里走呢？
Where would you go if you got a problem?
如果你有问题，你应该去哪里？
Well, you could go back to the place where the Lord solved your problem last time, couldn't you?
你可以回到那个地方，就是上一次主在那里解决了你的麻烦，是不是呢？
And you could say, I don't know, but I do know this. The last time I had a problem, I came here.
所以你说我不知道，但是呢，上次呢，我有麻烦的时候呢，我来到了这里。
And I'm going to go back to the same place.
我要回到同样的那个地方去。
I'll tell you another story. I like telling stories.
另外跟大家讲另外一个故事，我喜欢讲故事。
There was a good preacher that I knew. He came to Vancouver for a long time in 1978 and again in
1982.
And not many of you remember that, but Norm and I remember that.
你们中间没有几个人知道这一点，但是Norm跟我知道。
He said one day I was driving down in a country road with a man in Britain.
因为他说有一天呢，我就是说是在那个乡间的一个路上开车，在那个和另外一个人在英国。
He said we were driving in a great big beautiful Rolls Royce car.
然后我们两个开着是一个非常大的一个非常豪华的劳斯莱斯车。
He said the man who owned the car and was with me, he was a very rich man.
因为他说那个人跟我在一起在车里，他是一个非常的有钱的人。
We were driving along in the country road, all of a sudden he said to the chauffeur in the car, pull over, stop right here.
因为他们都是在那个就是乡间的那个公路上开车，开到这个时候呢，他在到了一个地方，他对他司机说停下来，我稍微停一下。
And then he said to the driver and to my friend Peter, he said, now, I'm just going to go over there for a few minutes. I'll be back. You just sit here and wait for me.
然后呢，他就跟那个司机还有我的朋友Peter说呢，我要走到那个小树林子去待一会儿，你们在这里等我。So
anyway, he went off. About 20 minutes later, he came back.
然后呢，他就出去了。然后20分钟以后，他回来了。And
he said to Peter, I should tell you the story.
因为他跟你Peter说呢，我认为我应该把故事讲给你听。He
said, when I was a younger man, I was walking along this road one day, and he said, I went over into the woods, and I spent a long time with God.
因为他说，你知道吗？我还稍微年轻的时候呢，我在这条路上走路，走路呢，就是说我进到了那个小树林子里去和神待了很久。
And he said, I got a lot of things straight with God that day, and I told him that I wanted him to be my Savior and my Lord, and I was going to serve him with my life.
因为就是说是，我在那个时候呢，我对神的事情呢想清楚很多，所以呢，我知道我要就是说是接受神为我的个人救主，我要终身服侍他。
And he said, God has blessed me abundantly. And he said, when I go down this road, I just want to take a few minutes to go there and say, thank you, Lord, for all that you have done for me. This is where it all started.
因为他说神呢，自此以后呢，丰丰富富的赏赐了他。所以他说呢，他在这个时候每次他走过这个树林时，他都要走去说呢，我要感谢主啊，您的赐福给我们这么多的东西，所有的这些赐福都是从这里开始的。
And in her great distress, that's what Sarah, what's what Hagar did here. Verse 15 says, the water in the skin was used up, and she placed the boy under one of the shrubs. Then she went and sat down across from him at a distance of about a bow shot. For she said to herself, let me not see the death of the boy. So she sat opposite him and lifted up her voice and wept.
第十五节说呢，皮带的水用尽了，下家就把孩子撇在灌木底下，自己走开，越一箭之地相对而坐，说。 我不忍心见这孩子死，就相对而坐，放声大哭。She
had been there before.
她以前去过那个地方。She
went back.
她回去了。And
she cried to the Lord.
她向那个主呢呼求。All
right. Verse 17. God heard the voice of the lad. Then the angel of God called to Hagar out of heaven and said to her, what ails you, Hagar? Fear not, for God has heard the voice of the lad where he is. Arise, lift up the land and hold him with your hand, for I will make him a great nation.
第十七节，神听见童子的声音，神的天使从天上呼叫夏家说，夏家，你为何这样呢？不要害怕，神已经听见童子的声音了，起来，把童子抱在手中，我必使他成为大国。
Okay, big problems, the mother and the child. Who does the Lord listen to in this case?
因为这里有大麻烦，母亲和孩子。在这个例子里，神听了谁的声音呢？
It's amazing. He hears the voice of the child.
所以非常神奇，他听到了孩子的声音。
He was a 13-year-old boy.
这是13岁的一个小男孩。
Does God answer prayers of 13-year-olds?
因为神会为回应一个13岁孩子的祷告吗？
And the answer is yes.
答案是是的。
And did God ever answer my prayers when I was 13 years old?
所以当我13岁的时候，神有没有个应允我的祷告呢？
And the answer is yes, and I could tell you a story or two about 13 years old.
所以答案是是的，我可以告诉你一两个故事关于我13岁的时候的。
God's God.
神就是人。
And he loves the people. And he loves them in the good days, and he loves them in the sad days.
所以他爱他的人民，他爱他的子民，在好日子里他爱，在坏日子里，在悲伤的日子他也爱。
Verse 19, and God opened her eyes. She saw a well of water. Then she went and filled the skin with water and gave the child, the lad, to drink.
也就是说神开了夏家的眼睛，他就看见一口水井。便去将皮带盛满了水给童子喝。
Verse 20, so God was with the boy, and he grew and dwelt in the wilderness and became an archer.
第二十节说，神与这童子同在，他就长大，住在旷野，成了弓箭手。
Was it fair that he was ejected from the family?
所以他被从那个家里赶出来，这个公平吗？
Only in this sense, God looked after him in spite of the fact that he had brought all this on his own head by laughing at what God was doing in the heart of his younger brother.
这个里面呢，就是唯一的一个原因呢，他被赶出来的是呢，就是说当他看见神在他的弟弟心里做那个工的时候，他去嘲笑。
What do you do when you got a problem?
当你呢有麻烦的时候，你怎么做？
Turn to God and pray.
转向神祷告。
What do you do when you got a problem that is not your fault?
所以如果不是你的错，你陷入了麻烦，你怎么做？
Turn to God and pray.
转向神祷告。
What do you do when you got a problem that is your fault?
所以如果真的是你犯的错，你陷入麻烦，你怎么做？
Turn to God and pray.
转向神祷告。
You got a problem? Turn to God and pray.
你有麻烦吗？转向神祷告。
All right. Verse 21.
第21节。
He dwelt in the wilderness of Paran.And his mother took him a wife for him from the land of Egypt.
他住在巴兰的旷野，他母亲从埃及地给他娶了一个妻子。
Now, it's not surprising that she took a wife from him, for him from the land of Egypt, because she was Egyptian.
所以这个并不奇怪，是不是呢？他在埃及给他找了一个妻子，因为他本身就是埃及人。
She grew up in Egypt.She understood Egyptians, and she understood the Egyptian language. Very logical that she would take for him a wife from Egypt.
他在埃及长大，他了解埃及人，他了解埃及的语言，所以呢，就是很顺理成章的娶一个埃及妻子。
Why didn't he take a wife himself?
他为什么自己不去找个妻子呢？
Why did he say to his mommy, "You get me a wife, please"?
他为什么不说呢？就说是妈妈给我找个妻子呢
？Did you know that the responsibility for wise marriages rests with the parents.
你知不知道, 就是说是, 如果那个好的婚姻呢, 就是说是依靠父母的婚姻呢?
Isn't that peculiar?
这个是不是很特别的?
Doesn't the son know better who the wife should be than the mother or the father?
所以孩子他是不是比父母更了解要找一个什么样的妻子呢?
Well, I don't understand that.
我对这个不理解。
But that's a principle of scripture. You'll find it not just here, but in many other places.
但是这是圣经里的原则, 你在其他地方都会发现这个原则, 并不是仅仅在这里。
I keep on saying I shouldn't be telling stories about myself.
所以呢,我一直说呢, 我不应该跟你们讲我自己的故事。
But I had a mother who loved me too, you know.
对,你知道我有个妈妈,
One day my mother said, what about that girl, Harold? I think she'd make a good wife.
所以呢,有一天呢, 我妈妈跟我说呢, 那个女孩怎么样? 她可能, 她一定是个好妻子。
I thought, what?
我说什么?
Okay, now, it's obvious I never married her.
所以呢,就很明显的我没有娶她。
But I met that woman a while ago.
但是呢,不久前我碰到那个女的。
And you know what I said?
你知道我说的什么吗?
I said to myself, Harold, I think she would have made a good wife.
我就跟自己说, Harold, 你知道吗? 她肯定是个好妻子。
I didn't know that my mother had that wisdom.
我不知道我妈妈有那样的智慧。
Okay, marriage is an important thing.
所以呢,婚姻是一件非常重要的事情。
You don't just marry a person, you marry a family.
你不仅仅只是娶来一个人, 也是娶来一个大家人。
And this woman picked out the right wife for her son. Good for you, Hagar.
这个妇女呢, 给她儿子呢, 找到一个好的妻子, 夏家, 你做了件好事。
All right, where do we go next?
那下一步我们该怎么做呢?
Verse 22.
第22节,
and it came to pass at that time that Abimelech and Phicol, the commander of his army, spoke to Abraham, saying, God is with you in all that you do.
第22节,当那时候亚比米勒同他军长菲格对亚伯拉罕说,凡你所行的事,神都与你同在。
So, the story is changing now. Remember, Abraham is still living up in Gerar.
所以呢,就是故事现在开始改变方向了,也记住那个什么,亚伯拉罕当时住在基拉德。
Hagar had gone back to Beersheba with Ishmael.
所以呢,夏家呢,他们回到呢,别是吧,和以色列。
But Hagar is still with Abimelech in Gerar.
但是呢,夏家呢,和那个迪尔,从然还是在和阿比米勒在一起。
And it's interesting, Abimelech was here with Phicol, the commander of his army.
因为这里非常有意思,亚比米勒同他军长菲格在一起。
Phicol has a name.
所以菲格呢,他有个名字。
What's his name?
他的名字是什么?
His name is the mouth of all.
他的名字是所有的人的嘴。
Mr. Big Mouth.
一个大嘴巴。
Okay. He gets to be the commander of the army.
他必须呢,就是说是整个军队的指挥官。
Why?
为什么?
Because he can talk.
因为他会说话。
He probably says, "Tenshun!"
所以说,注意了。
Okay. Very strange.
非常的奇怪。
Can I remind you there's more in life than being able to talk?
所以我可不可以提醒大家,在人生中呢,有更多的,比光讲话有更多的事情要做。
We're supposed to live what we live, so we can talk what we ought to talk.
所以呢,我们应该呢,就活出我们该活的样子,这样呢,我们就可以说该说的话。
Anyway, here comes some big talk from Phicol.
因为你们有一个那个非格说的一些大话。
Verse 23 says, Now therefore, swear to me by God that you will not deal falsely with me, with my offspring, or with my posterity, but that according to the kindness that I have done to you, you will do to me and to the land in which you have sojourned.
第二十三节说呢，我愿你如今在这里指着神对我发誓，不要欺骗我和我的儿子，并我儿子的儿子。我怎样仁慈待你，你也要照样待我与你所寄居的这地的民。
Why would he say that?
他为什么要这么说？
Who is supposed to inherit this land?
所以谁应该承受这片土地？
Abraham.
亚伯拉罕。
Does Abraham have to get Abimelech's permission to get the land that God said, I'll give it to you?
所以亚伯拉罕他要得到那个亚米比勒的允许，说呢他要得到这片神已经赐给他的土地呢？
And the answer is no.
答案是不是的。
All the rights to this land were in the hand of Abraham.
所有的这片土地呢，都是在亚伯拉罕的手里。
And Abimelech and Phicol say to him, "Now, we'll enter into a contract. You treat me right, I'll treat you right."
因为亚比米勒和那个菲格说呢，我们现在要订一个合同，你对我好，我也对你好。
So he says, as I've done to you, you will do to me and to the land in which you have sojourned.
也就是说是你也要照样待我与你所寄居的这地的民。
Basically saying, I gave you sheep and oxen. Is that what it was? I gave you men servants and women servants. I gave you 1,000 pieces of silver.
所以他说呢，我给你牛羊，给你男仆女仆，给你1,000 银子。
Now he says, you just remember that I've been good to you, and so I want you to be good to me.
所以他说呢，你现在呢，你要记住这一点，我也对你很好，所以呢，你要对我好。
And you sit back and you say now, do I have to make a contract with people?
你坐下来想呢，你说我必须要跟人订合同吗？
That I will look after them in the land that God has given me.
因为我就会再跟他订一个合同，在神赐给我的那片土地上吗？
And the whole thing gets to be confusing again. And Abimelech and Phicol are basically saying, we're going to make sure, we're going to protect ourselves against Abraham.
这整个事情变得有点乱了，就是亚比米勒和菲格那时候呢，我们想要跟亚伯拉罕这个合同，我们要保护我们自己。
And so verse 25, Abraham rebuked Abimelech because of a well of water which Abimelech's servants had seized.
这个第二十五节说，亚比米勒的仆人霸占了一口水井，亚伯拉罕为这事指责亚比米勒。
So Abraham goes out, digs a well, and comes back the next day, and Abimelech's servants have taken the well and said, it's not yours, it's ours.
因为亚伯拉罕出去呢挖了一口井，第二天呢亚比米勒的仆人呢霸占了这口井，说呢这个井呢不是你的，是我们的。
That's something like what's going on in Israel today, isn't it?
这就是有点像今天在以色列发生的事情，是不是？
The Palestinians are saying, we live here, this is our land.
一般的斯坦人说呢，我们住在这里，这是我们的土地。
And the Jews say what? It's not your land, it's our land.
以色列人说呢，什么？这不是你的土地，是我们的土地。
And the Palestinians say, no, we're here because we're here. We're here. It's our land.
巴勒斯坦人说呢，不，这是我们的，这是我们土地，因为我们住在这里。哈哈哈。
So, Abraham says to him, well, it's all well and good, but what about that well that your people stole from me?
亚伯拉罕说，没事儿，但是呢，你的仆人呢，霸占了我一口井，那怎么说？
And so verse 26, Abimelech said, I do not know who has done this thing. You did not tell me, nor had I heard of it until today.
第26节, 亚伯米勒说, 谁做这事, 我不知道, 你也没有告诉我, 今日我才听见了。
So, verse 27, Abraham took sheep and oxen and gave them to Abimelech, and the two of them made a covenant.
第27节说, 亚伯拉罕把羊和牛给了亚伯米勒, 二人就此, 就彼此立约。
So who dug the well?
所以谁挖的井?
Abraham.
亚伯拉罕。
And who wanted the contract?
谁想要, 订合同?
Abimelech.
亚伯米勒。
So Abraham says, all right, we'll enter into a contract, but what about the well?
亚伯拉罕说, 好吧, 我们可以立约, 那么那个井怎么办?
And so the response is, Abraham takes oxen and sheep and gives them to Abimelech. What?
所以呢, 结果呢, 亚伯拉罕把牛羊给了亚比米了, 怎么了?
Verse 28, Abraham said, 7 ewe lambs of the flock by themselves.
第28节说, 亚伯拉罕把群中的7只母羊羔另放一处。
Then Abimelech asked Abraham, what is the meaning of these 7 ewe lambs which you have set by themselves?
第29节亚伯米勒问亚伯拉罕说, 你把这7只母羊羔另放一处是什么意思呢?
And he says, you will take these 7 ewe lambs from my hand that it may be well with, it may be my witness that I have dug this well.
第30节说, 但他说, 你要从我手里拿这7只母羊羔作为 做我挖这口井的见证。
Therefore, he called that place Beersheba because the two of them swore an oath.
第31节, 所以他给那地方起名叫别士巴, 因为他们二人在那里起了誓。
Strange way to make a contract, isn't it?
一个很奇怪的方式订合同, 是不是?
I want you to make a contract with me, so you give me your lambs, you give me the sheep, you give me the oxen, and I'll make a contract with you.
我要给你这个合同, 你把你的土地给我, 你把你的羊啊, 牛啊给我,
Verse 32, thus they made a covenant at Beersheba. So Abimelech rose with Phicol, the commander of his army, and they returned to the land of the Philistines.
32节,
Would you trust Abimelech?
你相信亚比米勒吗?
Did he treat Sarah fairly?
他有公平地对待撒拉吗?
No.
没有.
Is he treating Abraham fairly?
他对亚伯拉罕就是公平对待吗?
Does he enter into a contract to treat Abraham and his posterity fairly?
所以呢,他呢,就是说是,跟亚伯拉罕对待,跟亚伯拉罕立一个合约,这样去对待亚伯拉罕,这个公平吗?
What happens next?
下一步是什么?
Well, we're not there yet, but we will be in a week or two.
因为我们还没到那里, 我们呢就是一两个星期后会走到那里。
And what happens is that Abimelech breaks the contract, and Abraham digs the wells, and Abimelech takes them. Isaac digs the wells, Abimelech takes them.
就是那个后果是亚比米勒撕毁了合同，那么说那亚伯拉罕呢挖了个井，他霸占了，那么以撒呢挖了个井，他又霸占了。Would
you enter into a contract with Abimelech?
你会跟亚比米勒订合同吗?
You say no.
你说不会。
Would you enter into a contract with Phicol?
你会为菲格订合同吗?
Well, probably more, because he can talk.
有可能因为他会能说会道，他说说说。Okay,
don't enter into a contract with the devil. If he's a liar, he's a liar.
所以呢，永远不要跟魔鬼订合约，因为他如果是个撒谎的，他永远是个撒谎。Verse
33. Then Abraham planted a tamarisk or an oak tree in Beersheba, and there he called on the name of the Lord, the everlasting God.
然后呢，这是33节，亚伯拉罕在别士巴栽了一棵垂丝柳树，又在那里求告耶和华永生神的名。He
had a long conversation with Abimelech and Phicol, and then he went in and had a long conversation with God.
他和那个亚伯米勒和菲格呢有一个很长的交谈，然后呢，他走到一片树林，跟神呢有一个很长的交谈。
And Abraham journeyed in the land of the Philistines many days.
所以第三十四节，亚伯拉罕在腓尼士人的地寄居了多日。
All right, well, that's the end of the chapter and the end of our time.
所以这是这一章的结尾，也是我们的时间也到了。
There is no absolute correlation between the Philistines and the Palestinians of today.
因为那个没有任何的绝对的，就是联系关于腓尼士人和当今的巴勒斯坦人。
But they've got a similar name.
但他们有类似的名字。
And many other of their characteristics are similar.
他们很多的特性都是类似的。
And so you would be very, very careful to enter into a contract with people like that.
所以你要非常非常小心的去和这样的人，你跟他订一个合同。
Would you believe what they say?
你会相信他们说的话吗？
And so let me tell you one more story.
我跟大家再讲一个故事。
The leader.Of the Palestinians in the world today is a man whose name is Mahmoud Abbas. Is that right?
因为今天巴勒斯坦的领导人呢，就是说他的名字叫 Mahmoud Abbas， 对不对？
He speaks for the Palestinians. Would you trust him?
他呢为那个巴勒斯坦人代言，你会相信他？
Well, you might be tempted to trust him because, in fact, He's got a PhD in history and philosophy.
你有可能会信任他，因为他有一个那个历史和心理学啊，历史和哲学的博士学位。
You say he's that educated?
你说他那么，他说那么高的教育吗？你说
got his PhD? Got it from a Russian university. I can't remember which one.
现在他这个学位呢，博士学位是从俄罗斯的一个学院里获得的，我不知道是哪一个。
You've heard about the Holocaust?
你听说过大屠杀吗
？The Germans killed 6 million Jews at the time of the Holocaust.
所以呢，德国人呢杀害了600万犹太人在大屠杀期间。
So Mr. Mahmoud Abbas wrote a.Doctoral dissertation in his studies at the Russian University.
那个叫马霍的哈巴斯，他呢在那个就是说是啊，那个他在俄国的一所大学里上学的时候，他写了这样的文章。
His doctoral dissertation was on the subject how we know that the Holocaust never did take place.
他的那个论文是呢，就是我们怎么知道。那个大屠杀是不是发生过了
？He got a doctorate for proving that he was a liar.
他呢，就是说，那得到那个学位呢，证明他是个撒谎的。
Would you trust him？
你会相信他吗
？Okay, don't trust Abimelech, don't trust Phicol, and don't trust Mahmoud Abbas.
所以你不要相信啊，亚比米勒，别相信菲格，不要相信那个马霍哈巴斯。
All right. Next time, we'll carry on.
下一次我们会继续。
Lord, we want to thank you for these stories.
主啊，我们要为这些故事感谢您。
On the surface, Lord, when we read them, we say, well, that's not terribly interesting.
因为我们浅浅的读一下，我们说呢，这个好像没有什么太多的兴趣。
But Lord, underlying it all is great truth.
所以主啊，当我们读完了以后呢，这些都是伟大的真理。
We want to keep trusting the Lord.
我们要一直相信主。
Keep us from the folly, Lord, of doing something foolish because we're disappointed.
所以呢，主要就是帮助我们，让我们不要因为呢，就是说我们感到失望而去干一些愚蠢的事情。
Keep us from the folly of entering into contracts with those we know are liars.
所以呢，也帮助我们不要就是跌落到那种去。与我们知道是说谎的那些人签合同。
Lord, we're looking to you. Our trust is in God, not in men, not in contracts.
所以主啊，我们就是仰望您，我们的信任是在主里面，不是在人里面，也不是在合约里面。
Lord, keep us all trusting you, we pray.
所以主啊，求您帮助我们所有人都相信您，我们祷告。
And we ask this in Jesus' name.
我们祈求这些是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.